Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Oh yeah, see that banner go forward now. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's show is for Friday, the 3rd of March, 2017. We're in the book of Yirmiyahu, which is Jeremiah in English, and we will be starting in chapter 42 today. And let's see how far we get. I'd like to get all the way through 44, but we'll just have to see how things work out. I've learned in this that you don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I may get into a lot of commentary and then run out of time. Let's see what we've got here. Verse 1 of chapter 42, "Then came near all the officers of the armies, and Yochanan, son of Kareach, and Yezaniah, son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least unto the greatest, and said to Yirmiyahu the prophet, Let us present, please, our supplications, 8, 4, 6, 7, before you, and pray for us to Yahweh Elohecha, that's your God, for all this remnant, 7, 6, 11, because we are left a few from many that your eyes do see. Verse 3, so that Yahweh Elohecha may declare to us the way that we should walk in and the things that we should do. That's the way of life and the path that they should follow in it to be obedient. Because they knew that they were sinners and they wanted to change. Verse 4, then said to them Yirmiyahu the prophet, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray to Yahweh Elohechem, that's your God, plural. Okay. Elohecha is singular and Elohechem is plural. According to all your words, and it shall be all those things that Yahweh answers to you, I will declare to you. I will not keep back from you a thing. They said to Yirmiyahu, Yahweh be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not all things that Yahweh Elohecha shall send to us. If it is good or if it is bad, we will listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheinu. Now that's our God. That's plural. Possessive, to whom we send you, so that it may be well with us when we listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheinu. Now, listen here has the meaning of obedience attached to it. Verse 7, and it was from the end of 10 days that the word of Yahweh came to Yirmiyahu. He called to Yochanan, son of Kareach, and all the officers of the army that were with him, and all the people from the least unto the greatest. Verse 9, and said to them, thus says Yahweh, Elohe Israel, now that's God of, to whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. Here's Yahweh speaking. Verse 10. If you return to abide in this land, then I will build you as rebuild you and not pull you down. 2040. And I will plant you and not pluck you up. Okay. Plant is 5193 and pluck you up is 5428. Because I regret, 5162, of the harm that I have done to you. Yahweh loved his people, but he had to punish him. He didn't like to. Yahweh's not mean, but he's a God of perfect justice, and right is right. Verse 11, do not fear from the king of Babel that you fear from his presence. Do not fear from him, declares Yahweh, because I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. Verse 12, and I will give mercies, 7356, to you, so that he may have compassion upon you. It's all one word. 7355, and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, saying, no, because we will go into the land of Mitzrayim, so that we will see no war, nor hear the sound of the shofar. And that's a ram's horn trumpet used to sound alarms and signaling during battle. Nor have hunger of bread, and there we shall dwell. Verse 15. So, at this time, therefore, hear the word of Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel. If you wholly set your faces to enter into Mitzrayim and go to sojourn there, verse 16, then it shall be the sword that you had fear from shall overtake you there in the land of Mitzrayim, and the famine that you were afraid from shall stay after you there in Mitzrayim, and there you shall die. He has told them not to go to Egypt. So he's given them one more warning. Let me get a hit of this water here. Verse 17. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to enter Mitzrayim to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall survive. That's pretty stiff. Or escape from the presence of the evil that I will bring upon them. That's harm. Verse 18, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, as my anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when you enter into Mitzrayim, and you shall become accursed. 4:2:3. That's Allah. That's like a woman that has committed adultery. And an appallment. And a curse, 7:0:4:5. And scorn, 2781, and you shall see this place no more. In other words, you'll never make it back to the land of Israel. Verse 9. Yahweh has said concerning you, the remnant of Yehuda, do not go into Mitzrayim. No, certainly, because I have warned you, 5749, this day. verse 20. Now this is Jeremiah speaking. For you have erred, 8:5, 8:2, in yourselves, because you sent me to Yahweh Elohecham, saying, pray for us to Yahweh Eloheinu, and according to all that Yahweh Eloheinu shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Verse 21, and I have this day declared to you, but you have not listened to the voice of Yahweh Elohecham, nor all that he has sent me unto you. Verse 22, at this time know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place that you desire, 2:6, 5:4, to go and sojourn. He warned them they were going to go anyway. They were hit. They were just as bad as the other ones. They were in rebellion. You know, why ask Yahweh and say, oh, just tell us what to do and we'll do it, when you know doggone good and well, before you even ask, that you're not going to do it. You want to go to Egypt. Doesn't matter what Yahweh says. You want to go to Egypt. Now, what can I say to you about that? How do I get to you? That's what Jeremiah is thinking here. And he just says, well. And here's chapter 43, and more of this is coming on. So here we go, chapter 43, verse 1. And it was when Yirmiyahu had made an end, 3:6, 1:5, of speaking to all the people all the words of Yahweh Elohecham, that's their God, that Yahweh Elohecham had sent by him to them all these words. Verse 2, then spoke Azariah, 5:8, 3:8, son of Hoshaiah, 1955, and Yochanan, 31:10, son of Kariach, 71:43, and all the men of pride, 2:0:8:6, saying to Yirmiyahu, you speak falsely, 8:2:6:7. Yahweh Eloheinu has not sent you to say, go not into Mitzrayim, to sojourn there. What did I say just a minute ago? They had their minds up, made up, rather, beforehand. They wanted to hear what they wanted to hear, like the liberals today. Oh, but we wanted Hillary and we didn't get her, and he's not my president, and oh, please, it's sickening. They're doing the same thing the Israelites did back then, except most of the people that are doing it today are not Israelites. They're a bunch of mutts. So, and then we have the white lefty libtards, which I'm so sick of hearing of. Well, let's get back into this. Verse 3, but Baruch, 1:2:6:3, son of Neriah, that's the one that they're talking about in the apocalypse of Baruch, when Eli and Greg Howard are doing that series, same Baruch, okay? But Baruch, son of Neriah, instigated you against us for to give us into the hand of the Kashtim, that's the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away into exile to Babel. Well, they're trying to blame Baruch now. They're shifting the blame to him too. They're just going to tar everybody with the same brush. It's a mess. Verse 4. So listen not, Yochanan, son of Kariach, and all the officers of the armies, and all of the people, to the voice of Yahweh to dwell in the land of Yehuda. No, stay here. I'll take care of you. No. Verse 5. But Jochanan, son of Kareach, and all the officers of the armies took all the remnant of Yehuda that were returned from all the nations where they had been driven to sojourn in the land of Yehuda. And verses 5 through 7, you can reference 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 26. Verse 6, men, women, and children, and the daughters of the king, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, had left with Gedaliahu, son of Akikam, son of Shaphan, he's the governor that they murdered, and Yirmiyahu the prophet, and Baruch, son of Neriah. Verse 7, so they came to the land of Mitzrayim, for they listened not to the voice of Yahweh. Thus they came to Tachpanes. That's 8:4-7:1. Then came the word of Yahweh to Yirmiyahu in Tachpanes, saying, take great stones in your hand and hide them in the clay, 4423, in the brick kiln, 4404, that is at the entrance of the house of Parao in Tachpanes, in the sight of the men of Yaudim, of the men of Judah, not the Jews. Verse 10, and say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babel, my servant, and will set his throne over these stones that I have caused to be hidden, and he shall spread his royal pavilion, 8:2-3:7, over them. Now, he was the servant because he was used to punish the rebellious people of Israel. 11. And when he comes, he shall smite the land of Mitzrayim, and such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. Everybody's going to get what they deserve, whatever he's picked out. Verse 12, and I will kindle a fire in the houses of the Elohe of Mitzrayim, that's the gods of Mitzrayim, the idols, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives, and he shall wrap himself with the land of Mitzrayim as a shepherd puts on his garment, and he shall go forth from there in peace. All right, verse 13. He shall break the pillars of Beth Shemesh. That's the house of the sun. That's sun worship. Those are sun pillars, obelisks. That is in the land of Mitzrayim, and the houses of the Elohim of Mitzrayim he shall burn with fire. Those are the little g gods of Egypt. So they thought they were going to go into Egypt and be safe. Okay, that's just not going to happen, folks. Let me get another drink of water. Oh, that's good. Can't help it. It's good. Well, here we are in chapter 44. Verse 1. The word that came to Yirmiyahu to all of the Yaudim, those are the people of Judah, which dwell in the land of Mitzrayim, dwelling at Migdol, 4024, and Tachpanish, and at Noph, 5297, and in the land of Pathros, 6624, saying, "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem," that's harm, okay, "and upon all the cities of Yehuda, and behold, this day they are a desolation, 2733, and none dwells in them." That's because the Babylonians took them all away. Verse 3, "because of the presence of their wickedness," same word as the evil, "which they committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other Elohim," those little g gods, "whom they did not know, they, you, nor your fathers." These were all the pagan gods of the ites around them, okay? Canaanites and Hivites and all those ites, parasites. Verse 4. "I sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending." That's a poetic usage there. They said that. I mean, Yahweh's not going to get up. This is poetic speech, okay? "Saying, please do not this abominable thing," that's 8441, "that I hate." 8130, pleaded with them, "please don't do this. Please." Verse 5, "but they listened not, nor inclined their ear to turn aside from their wickedness, to burn incense not to other Elohim. So was poured forth," 5413, "my fury and my anger, and was kindled in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are ruined," 2723, "and desolate," 8077, "as at this day." He told them he was going to do this, but they didn't want to listen. Sort of like folks today don't want to listen. Hasn't changed much, has it? Verse 7. "Therefore, at this time, thus says Yahweh, Elohe host, Elohe Israel, why do you commit this great evil against yourselves, to cut off from you man and woman, child and nursing infant, from the midst of Yehuda, to leave none to survive, by provoking me to anger with the works of your hands," those are man-made idols, "burning incense to other Elohim in the land of Mitzrayim?" In other words, they continued with their pagan practice when they went to Mitzrayim. Not only were they disobedient to Yahweh, they were worshiping pagan gods there. Oh man, hard-headed, stupid people. Hate to say that about our forefathers, but man, come on. "By provoking me to anger with the works of your hands, burning incense to other Elohim in the land of Mitzrayim, where you have gone to sojourn, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse," 7045, "and a reproach," 2781, "among all the nations of the land." Verse 9, "have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers," that's your forefathers, "and the wickedness of the kings of Yehuda, and the wickedness of their wives," like Jezebel, and "your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, that they have committed in the land of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem?" The women would go up on the rooftops and pour out drink offerings and make those raisin cakes to the Queen of Heaven. And they were doing all this pagan stuff up on the rooftops. Verse 10. "They are not broken," 1792, "unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my Torah," 8451, "nor in my statutes," 2708, "that I have set before you and before your fathers." Verse 11. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, that's harm, and to cut off all Yehuda. Verse 12, and I will take the remnant of Yehuda that have set their faces to enter the land of Mitzrayim to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed, 8552, and fall, 5307, that means fall down in death, in the land of Mitzrayim. They shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least unto the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be accursed, 423, and an appallment, 8047, and a curse, 7045, and a reproach, 2781. Verse 13, for I will visit punishment upon those that dwell in the land of Mitzrayim, as I have visited punishment upon Yerushalayim by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. 14, so that none of the remnant of Yehuda that went into the land of Mitzrayim to sojourn there shall escape, 6412, or survive, 8300, that they should return to the land of Yehuda, so that they lift up their beings to return to dwell there, for none shall return but fugitives, 6412, the people that ran away from the evil doing, the ones that break away from the evil that most of Yehuda was doing, like Christian identity people are breaking away from the mainstream churches and fleeing them in great numbers, people that become aware of who we are. We don't want anything to do with those religiosity houses of worship, because we know they teach apostasy and are teaching sin. Negating by their words the commands of Yahweh. We don't want any part of these people. Ew, get away from me. I don't want to hear you, Joel Osteen. You're a liar. I don't want to hear you, John Hagee. I don't want to hear you, Billy Graham. Verse 15. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burnt incense to other Elohim, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, all the people that dwelled in the land of Mitzrayim in Pathros, answered Yirmiyahu, saying, the word that you have spoken in the name of Yahweh, we will not listen to. Verse 17, because we will certainly do all those things that go forth from our mouth to burn incense to the queen of the sky, that's the moon, and to pour out drink offerings to her, that we have done, we and our fathers and our kings and our officials in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of food and were well and saw no evil. But from then we ceased to burn incense to the queen of the sky, queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, and we have lacked, 2637, all, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. Not because they quit, but because they were being punished. Verse 19, when we burned incense to the queen of the sky and poured out drink offerings to her, apart from our men, we made her cakes, 3561, to fashion, 6087, images of her, and pour out drink offerings to her. They were moon worshipers. I mean, dig a hole, people. Man, you're just, you people, some stupid people. Whew. Verse 20. said Yirmiyahu to all the people, to the mighty men, 1397, those are the Gibarim, and that has a meaning of virility and strength, and to the woman, and all the people answering with those words, saying, verse 21, the incense that you burned in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings, and your officials, and the people of the land, did not remember Yahweh this? And came it not in his mind? Came it up not in his mind? Verse 22, until Yahweh was not able to bear this, from the presence of the evil of your deeds and from the presence of the abominations that you committed, therefore your land has become a desolation and an appallment and a curse from lack of inhabitants as this day. In other words, this is all their fault. They didn't listen. Yirmiyahu told them, hey, wake up, listen up. Yahweh's getting angry. Hello. You know, wrath is going to come. What are we telling people today? Hello. Wrath is going to come. Yeshua Messiah is coming back soon. Wake up. Oh, well, hell, all we can do is follow the lead of the holy ones that served Yahweh in the past. Walk in their walk and do as they did because it pleased Yahweh. No more prophets today. I'm not a prophet. Don't ever call me a prophet. Prophecy's done. We've got all the prophets. I'm only reading and preaching out of this word that already exists. That's all I can do, guided by the Holy Spirit, in praise of Yahweh, trying to get people to do right. You know, can't force it. Verse 24, moreover, said Yirmiyahu to all the people and to all the women, hear the word of Yahweh, all of Yehuda in the land of Mitzrayim. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohei Israel, saying, you and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows, 5088, that we have vowed, 5087, to burn incense to the queen of the sky and to pour out drink offerings to her. You will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Okay, you know, I know you're going to do it. Verse 26, therefore hear you the word of Yahweh, all Yehuda that dwell in the land of Mitzrayim. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name shall no more be cried out by the mouth of any man of Yehuda in all the land of Mitzrayim, saying, the Lord Yahweh lives. Verse 27, behold, I will watch over them, that's 8245, for evil, 7451, as harm, keeping a close watch on their activities, in other words, and bringing punishment upon them for their deeds. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. In other words, he's going to keep close watch and he's going to hammer you. And all the men of Yehuda that are in the land of Mitzrayim shall be consumed, 8552, by the sword and by the famine until there is an end of them. Verse 28, yet a small number that escape the sword shall return from the land of Mitzrayim, and all the remnant of Yehuda that have gone into the land of Mitzrayim to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, 6965, mine or theirs. Verse 29, and this shall be a sign to you, that's 226, declares Yahweh, that I will visit punishment upon you in this place, so that you may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil, for harm. Punishment. Verse 30. And you can reference 2 Kings 25, verses 1 through 7, for this. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will give Paraol Kophra, 6548, king of Mitzrayim, into the hand of his hated enemies, and into the hand of those that seek his life, as I gave Sidkiyahu, king of Yehuda, into the hands of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, his hated enemy, that sought his life. So he's going to kill off that Pharaoh, too. So we've got quite a bit of time here. Let me see how long chapter 45 is here. Take a quick look at it. Oh, it's not long at all. It's only five verses. In chapter 45, 1, you can reference 2 Kings 24, 1, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7, and Daniel 1, verses 1 and 2. The word that spoke Yirmiyahu the prophet to Baruch, here's Baruch again, his close companion, son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a scroll from the mouth of Yirmiyahu in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, saying, thus says Yahweh, Elohe Israel, unto you, Baruch. Verse 3, you said, woe is me now, for Yahweh has added, 3254, grief, 3015, to my pain, 4341. I weary, 3021, of sighing, 585, and I find no rest. In other words, he was lamenting over what was happening to Israel. Verse 4, thus shall you say to him, Yahweh says thus, behold, that which I have built I will break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, this whole land. Verse 5, and do you seek great things for yourself? In other words, why are you better than the rest of them? Seek not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh. That means men here, declares Yahweh. But your life I will give to you as plunder, 7998, that's a spoil of war, in all places that you go. And he served Yahweh by acting as a scribe for Yirmiyahu and writing down Yahweh's words in the scrolls. Yahweh rewards him by keeping him alive through the coming troubles. It's a mess. They're going to go through a terrible time. Terrible. Well, we got chapter 46 here. It's not all that long either. I'm going to try to get it done. It's a quick read. Chapter 46, verse 1. And the word of Yahweh that came to Yirmiyahu the prophet against the nations. Okay, these are not Israel nations. These are the other nations. Verse 2. You can reference verse 2 through 26 in Isaiah 19, verses 1 through 25, in Ezekiel 29, verses 1 through 32, 2. 29:1 through 32:2 in Ezekiel. Against Mitzrayim, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Mitzrayim that was by the river Parath, that's the Euphrates, in Carchemish, 3751, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiahu, king of Judah. Verse 3. Put in order, 6186, the buckler, 4041, and shield, 6793, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and get up, you horsemen, and station yourselves with helmets, polish the spears, put on the armor. Verse 5. Wherefore have I seen them dismayed and turned away backwards? In other words, where have I seen them turned away backwards? Their mighty ones are beaten down and fled for safety, and look not behind, for fear from all around, declares Yahweh. Verse 6. Let not flee the swift, nor escape the mighty man. They shall stumble and fall toward the north, by the side of the river Parath. All right. Verse 7. Who is this that comes up as a stream, 2975, whose waters toss to and fro, 1607, as the river? This is a metaphor for many troops of men. Verse 8. Mitzrayim rises up like a stream, and their waters toss to and fro like the rivers. And he says, I will go up and will cover the land. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants of it. Verse 9. Come up, you horses, and boast, you chariots, and let the mighty men go forth. Cush, 3568, and Put, 6316, these are nations, that handle the shield, and the Ludim, the Luddites, 3866, that handle and bend the bow. Verse 10. This is the day of the Lord Yahweh of hosts, a day of vengeance, 5360, that he might avenge, 5358, him of his adversary, 6862, the one those that oppose him, and lead Israel astray. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be filled, 7646, and made drunken, 7301, from their blood. For the Lord Yahweh of hosts has a sacrifice, 2077, in the land of the north by the river Parath. Verse 11, you can reference Jeremiah 8, chapter 8, verse 22. Go up into Gilead and take balm, 6875, O virgin, 1330, the daughter of Mitzrayim. In vain shall you use many medicines, for you shall not be healed. The nations have heard of your shame, 7036, and your cry, 6682, has filled the land, because the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. He's wiping them all out, using them to kill each other. Verse 13, you can reference Jeremiah 43, verses 10 through 13. The word that spoke Yahweh to Yirmiyahu the prophet, how would come Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, and smite the land of Mitzrayim. This is the story of that. Verse 14, declare you in Mitzrayim, and cause to hear in Migdol, and cause to hear in Noph and in Tachpanes, say you, stand fast, 3220, and prepare, 3559, because the sword shall devour all around you. 15. Why are your mighty ones, 47, swept away, 5502? They stood not, because Yahweh drove them, 1920. Verse 16, he made many to fall, yea, one man fell upon another, and they said, rise, and let us return to our own people and to the land of our birth. 41:38, from the presence of the sword that oppresses. Oh, I guess it did. Verse 17, they were going against Yahweh, remember, so he's destroying these people. They cried there, Paro, king of Mitzrayim, is only a crash. 7588, that's Sha'on. That's the crash of battle in a derogatory sense here. In other words, all he is noise. He has passed the time appointed, 4150. Verse 18. As I live, declares the king, 4428, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely as Tabor, 8396, is among the mountains, and as Carmel, 3760, that means garden land, by the sea, shall he come. He's speaking of Nebuchadrezzar. Verse 19, O daughter dwelling in Mitzrayim, furnish yourself with the things to go into exile. 1473. For Noph shall be waste and burned with no inhabitants. In other words, they fled. Yehuda fled to Mitzrayim for safety, and Mitzrayim's going to get taken down. Yahweh's not going to have it. They were to go into exile into Babylon, and they disobeyed because he wanted them punished and he wanted them to straighten up. And they wouldn't straighten up. They were still idol worshiping. Mitzrayim is like a pretty heifer. A gadfly comes. That's a biting fly. 7171. It comes from the north. Well, who's that? That's Nebuchadrezzar. You're going to get bitten. Verse 21. Also, her hired men, 7916, are in the midst of her like fatted calves, that's stall-fed calves. Because they are also turned back and fled away together, they did not stand because the day of their calamity, that's 343, had come upon them, and the time of their visitation of punishment. Verse 22, the voice of it shall go like a serpent, 5175, that's Nakash, one who hisses, because they shall go with an army and come against her with axes, battle axes, ooh, 2428, like hewers of wood. Verse 23, they shall cut down her forest, 3293, that's a metaphor for men, declares Yahweh, though it cannot be searched out, 2713, and that's because of its large size. Because they are more than the locust and without number. Verse 24. The daughter of Mitzrayim shall be put to shame. She shall be given into the hand of the people of the north. Now, in other words, Nebuchadrezzar is going to conquer Egypt. And this is in punishment for helping Israel to flee when Yahweh said, don't go to Egypt, go to Babel. And serve your 70 years of punishment. No, they're not going to do that. Verse 25. Says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, behold, I will visit punishment to the multitude of No, 4996. And now it's called Thebes. And upon Parao, and upon Mitzrayim, upon Eloheha, that's their gods, and little g, and upon their kings, upon Parao, and upon all that trust in him. Verse 26, and I will give them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, and into the hand of his servants, and afterwards it shall be inhabited, 7931, as in the days of old, 6924, declares Yahweh. Someday it'll be re-inhabited. Verse 27, and you reverent and 27 and 28, you reference Jeremiah 30, verses 10 and 11. Now here Yahweh speaking to Israel. But fear you not, my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, Israel, because, behold, I will save you from afar off, 7360, and your seed line from the land of their captivity, in other words, in Babel, 7628, captivity, and Yahweh and Jacob shall return and be in rest, 8252, and at ease, 7599, and none shall make him afraid, 2729. Verse 28, fear you not, Jacob my servant, declares Yahweh, for I am with you, for I will make a full end, 3617, of all the nations where that I have driven you, 5080, but I will not make a full end of you. And this is a key passage right here. But correct, 3256, you justly, 4941. Yet I will not leave you wholly unpunished, 5352 doubled. So they were going to get punished, whether they liked it or not. He wasn't going to destroy them because they're his inheritance and he loves them. But he was going to give them a pretty good spanking. They were going to have to serve the king of Babel for 70 years. And there's no use whining and crying about it. That's what's going to happen. Deal with it, you know. Don't try to get out of it. Don't try to weasel out of it. It's not going to do you a bit of good. You're going to do this captivity. Because he said so. And he's Yahweh. And he has the means to accomplish it. He'll destroy entire nations if he so chooses. Well, the same is applying today. That's the end of 46. I'm not going to get into 47 today. It's just too much. He's going to make an end to all our enemies that we're facing right now. I mean, these passages, all of these verses, are showing us what he does. Okay? We are to learn from these. These are teaching passages. These are Yahweh's methods. They had overwhelming forces against the Israel of those days. The Israel of this day, we have overwhelming forces against us. Israel had to flee or go into captivity. Well, we're in captivity, and it's going to get so bad that the remnant of Israel is going to have to be preserved by Yahweh. It's not going to be pretty. And I keep telling people, the tribulation is coming. We are in Jacob's trouble. We have a lot of problems. But it's going to get a lot worse when it goes to the entire tribulation. And Yahweh will preserve us if we are faithful. We have to be faithful. We cannot lose our faith. It says the remnant will be preserved. Those in the last days that are the overcomers, and Israel means he who overcomes with El, will be preserved. We're not going to all be destroyed, but a great many of our people will perish because they will not come out from their apostasy. The same as in Jeremiah. The same thing that's going on in Jeremiah is going on today. Our people won't come out from their apostasy. They like their churchianity. They like the social club gospel. They like the prosperity gospel they see on the devil vision. They don't care about the race mixing and the destruction of our people. They don't care about that. It makes no difference to them. It doesn't affect them personally. They've got their little job and they're paying for their SUV and they get to watch football and all these things that they're doing are in vain. They're worthless. They're accumulating stuff in the world instead of laying up treasures in heaven that's going to last eternally. And you talk to them, you try to teach them, and they get angry with you. Oh, Pastor Steve, shut up. We're sick of hearing it. Well, I'm sorry. You know, it's not my fault that you don't like the word of Yahweh. What can I say? It's not my job to make you happy. It's my job to speak these words. Oh, they want to kill the messenger. Oh, well. This is not a popularity contest. The real CI people that listen and learn from the teachings are nodding their head. Yeah, yeah. And they're reading through the text as I'm reading through whatever version of the Bible they got. And they're learning things. This is a teaching ministry here. And Yahweh has revealed many, many things to me. And a lot of stuff is coming to pass. And the word is actually coming alive in our lifetime. And that is a marvelous thing. Watching prophecy fulfilled. Watching the teachings of Yeshua Messiah come to pass. It's all creeping forward incrementally with fulfillment. All the words of these texts are becoming more and more apparent every day. We're watching the liars, we're watching the deceivers, we're watching the financial empire of the usurers and Talmud worshipers crumble. It's a marvelous thing, and it's not a giant overnight collapse. But we're seeing riots in the streets. Paid for riots, true, but riots nonetheless. A brick thrown in your face by a guy that's paid or somebody that's truly upset, a brick is a brick. They break out windows. Well, the cops aren't arresting a lot of them. They arrest some. We are seeing some breaking news on the internet about 800 and something arrests in pedophile rings, but we're not seeing what we need to see of the major politicians. Well, my hour is up and I gotta go. It's been fun. I'll talk to you on Monday, beginning in chapter 47. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.